Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today from Newcastle, our fellow Filipino Australian, Maria Murphy. Kamusta, Maria?
Kamusta? How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
So, Maria, you've been actually around Australia from Victoria. You moved around Victoria to New South Wales.
Quite a few places, not intentionally, but it just sort of worked out that way.
But
even
most
as kids, so
yeah. But mostly in country towns.
Yeah, I like regional areas. I have lived in Sydney for about 10 years as a young adult before I got married, and I loved Sydney at that stage. But I think when we were younger, my parents always lived in country towns, and then when I got older and I got married, I thought, I don't want to live in a city anymore. So we've always lived in regional places after that, growing up in those areas. So, yeah, I don't regret it. When I was in my 20s, I loved the city, but, yeah, I've always got a soft spot for regional and country areas.
And you are a mompreneur, a mother who's an entrepreneur.
And,
yeah. And you named your vintage clothing or retro clothing business Sarsaparilli.
I did, yes.
First of all, why retro clothing?
I have always loved vintage styles. And as a teenager and even as a kid, I just always loved. So I loved fashion from the very beginning of time. But just vintage fashion was always fun. I loved the silhouettes and the styles, and I always would buy vintage clothing as a teen, like late teens. I was always buying vintage clothing. I just found it more interesting than anything you could find in mainstream stores. And I, there was a period there where I did love mainstream styles, and I still think that they suit, mainstream styles suit a lot of people. But I just personally love the different styles, the different decades, especially 50s, 60s, 70s, you know what, 80s, 90s. I really just love it all. I love colour, I love print, and, you know, I find those within those decades to be really fun.
And your website says it all. It's like, it's very vibrant. It's very alive.
Yeah. I love pink. You'll see that if you go to the website. But yeah, colour, like we're all about those vintage styles, but meshing them with colour and bright prints and working with other brands. We do collaborations where we mesh their style, like it might be a licensed collection with a brand, like we did a collection with Pusheen, which is like the online cat that people might have seen. And we mesh those two things together, and it brings something unique that is, there's lots of exact reproduction retro style clothing labels out there where you can get clothing, you know, you can get exactly the same clothing as would have been in that era. But I try to make it a little bit different by adding that kind of bright colours and just fun. It's all about fun. It's all about bringing joy and fun and happiness to the world.
And you've been doing this for, can we say, around 10 years? Is that correct? Or
yes. Yeah. I started the label 10 years ago, but it was very different. And it was really just a side hobby sort of thing that I had. Like I studied fashion design after high school. But, you know, I moved out of home very early and I got married very young to my first husband. So I had to get a real job. I couldn't pursue my fashion dreams. And so I started the label just as a side thing when I married my second husband, Luke. So Luke and I have been married for 11 years now. And so, yeah, I started about the 11-year mark. And it was really just a side hobby until about almost 5.5 years ago when my son, my second son, was born. It's been around for a while, but it's been around the way that it is now with the style that it is now. It's sort of evolved over the years. A lot of the stuff in the beginning was true retro clothing that I would import from Europe and other places. And the problem I found with that is that a lot of the vintage clothing that survives from that era is very tiny. So
yes.
I would import Japanese vintage style clothing, which was beautiful, but it was so tiny, like the biggest size would be a size 10. And
it's like a kid size.
Really disappointing for my customers, and they'd come in and say, oh my gosh, I love this dress. Do you have it in a size 12, 14? I'm like, no, because it's only the one dress. And so that kind of inspired me to think of starting my own label. Like I would make a few handmade things. And so, yeah, really that started it. And then a friend of mine, we actually had a retail space near each other in something called the Mill Market in Geelong about 6-7 years ago. And it's a place, like it's a big, I don't know if it still exists. I think
it does.
I think it does. Well, it's a big, at least people don't know, it's a big warehouse space, and then you have little stores each. And the girl that she moved in next to me, and she actually did kind of rockabilly clothing, which is like the kind of stuff that I do, but it's more hard edge. So it's more of your it's got prints with skulls and guns on it and roses and tattoos and things like that, which is cool. And I thought that was cool, but it kind of inspired me to look at this new style clothing. And then I looked into wholesaling that from other brands. And when I did, though, I realized that those brands were available in a lot of stores in Australia, and there was just no differentiating. So, long story short, that's how it sort of began to be what it is today.
But the most interesting stuff is they say that your business, or anyone's business, it's built on blood, sweat and tears, isn't it?
Yes, but a lot of tears. I think I've cried 3 times this week already.
But it's just, but in your case, the catalyst for everything was the biggest challenge in your life. Can we say that? Like, it was like the time when it was most challenging for you. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, sure. So about 5.5 years ago, my youngest son was born, who I mentioned before. His name is Regan, and he has Down syndrome, but we didn't realize that he had Down syndrome until he was born. I actually went into labor a month early. My waters broke, and that was unusual. We didn't know what was going on. And then we got a scan, and at the hospital they said he's got about a 75% chance of the child having Down syndrome, and he was born, and he did. So what that meant is that a lot of appointments, our beautiful boy was in the hospital for a month and a half. He was taller than my gigantic first child. And he had 2 holes in his heart, and also what's called a duodenal atresia, which is where for him his bowel was formed but not connected. And so they had to do surgery at birth, and he had surgery for his heart at about 7 or 8 months. And then the next year was a lot of recovery, a lot of appointments, and at the same time, my husband already had struggles with mental health, and then he ended up having a breakdown at the same time, which was very difficult for all of us. It was just a lot of struggle all at once. And so when about a year after that, when it came time for me to go back to work, I just thought I can't go back to my regular 9-to-5 job in an office. And it was at that time we'd sold our house. We moved from Geelong to Newcastle. And we decided to sell our house because of all the pressures of what we were going through at the time. Luke stopped working, that's my husband, just to heal himself, really, to become well as well. And so we sold our house, and with the equity, we decided to launch, and I asked Luke if it was okay to launch the business. And that was, so Regan was really the catalyst for everything, and the business exists the way that it is now because of him. So we started off as a made-to-order business, and then after a few years I realised it wasn't going to scale without manufacturing in a factory. And so, yeah, we've moved on to manufacturing overseas now, and it just keeps growing, and it's hard, like you mentioned, it's very hard, I think. Anyone that decides to start a business from scratch, I take my hat off to, because it's incredibly difficult, whatever industry you're in. And especially those people that have been affected during COVID. So I feel very, my stuff is sold online. I did start to move into wholesale, but I've decided to focus on retail at the moment. So yeah, that's where we're at the moment.
And you did mention that your business was able to grab on certain opportunities during the pandemic or during the lockdown period, isn't it?
Yeah, I did. It was strange. It was very difficult to start. I just thought, oh my goodness, you know, what am I going to do? But I am online. So I did notice a huge drop earlier in the year and up until about July. But then the opportunity to get some funding through the government helped me to be able to pay for something I hadn't been able to pay for yet, because the production cost for overseas production can be quite high. But mm-hmm. you need to have the money up front to pay for production. So I never really had enough, I thought, to put aside for a marketing budget as such, to pay for Facebook and Instagram ads and those sorts of things. So having extra funding from the government, whether it was JobKeeper or just the other bits and pieces of money, helped our family through as well that we received. And that allowed us to pay for advertising, which actually boosted our sales for the last 3 months. And it's only going up. So I've benefited definitely from those loans and just grants that the government has been giving, and definitely JobKeeper that helped sustain us for a while, because I just put that money back into the business, keep going. So it's still tough, but it's definitely lifted at a time when I thought that, you know, we could crash and die. But yeah, it's definitely been a help. I'm truly grateful for that opportunity that we had.
And I suppose we can safely say that you're the type of person that best fits the description, like, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
I hope so. Like, I come from tough stock. Like, my mum, who's Filipino, she is a tough lady. She's had to go through a lot of tough things, and she's, she's going through cancer at the moment. And that's, she just is always smiling and fighting and happy. And, there have been times in my life where I've clashed with her because we're both quite fiery, but I get that fieriness and that fight from her, and I'm really grateful to have that. When I was a kid, I wasn't grateful, but I am now, because you do need that fire, you do need that grit to hang in there, because, you know, in business and in life, you know, there are going to be some really difficult things, and you can't just run away or stick your head in the sand. And if you let it, those things will mold you and help you become a better person. So, and even for me, even the most difficult of things that I've had to experience building this business from scratch, they've actually helped me to become the person I need to be in order to run this business.
And as they say, after every rain comes the rainbow. And Regan's going to start big school now.
He is. He's starting next year. I can't believe it. And that's not only in a couple of months, which is so weird. He is so well now. You know, I'm truly grateful to live in a country where he had access to some of the best surgeons, and, you know, even one of the best surgeons in the world, I should say, worked on him at Westmead Children's Hospital, and his cardiologist said it's like he never had a problem at all, and that's truly a miracle.
We wish that your mom recovers as well from this challenge that she's facing.
Thank you. Yeah. And she's a fighter. I think that she'll get there. And it's things like this that remind you actually how fragile life is. And you appreciate your parents and appreciate the people that you love, and go talk to them and make sure that you have as much time as possible with them, because we won't be here forever.
Thank you very much, Maria Murphy, for sharing your very inspiring story.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Like, share, comment, sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.